everyone, welcome back to A Stonewall's Perspective. I'm your host, Alexander Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life, and yes, I did say every, including the things that people do not like to discuss, such as politics. I'm here on Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing conservative patriotic network in the United States of America right now. I wanted to share with you on this show a couple of amazing things. Ephesians chapter 5 has changed my life, and I want to share with you a pre-recorded segment that I did a couple weeks ago for His glory on this show today. And then also in the second segment of the show, I have a bunch of interviews that I did at the Reawaken America tour in Las Vegas, Nevada. I had the opportunity to sit down at the Brighteon booth because our good friend from Ohio, Brett, he was not able to be there, and I filled in for him. So those interviews were amazing, and I was able to have them for this show. Hope you all enjoy this. We'll be right back after these messages.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Everyone, welcome back to A Stonewall's Perspective. I'm your host, Alexander Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life, and yes, I did say every, including the things that people do not like to discuss, such as politics. I have not released or recorded an episode in quite a while, and the reason is I have just recently started college, and it's been, you know, I've been getting back into the swing of things with that starting and getting used to my schedule, but I think I've finally acclimated to that, so I can finally you know, be able to release more content, produce more content, and share things with you, because I love doing this. I love doing my show. I love being able to go to different events, interview different people. But you know, one of the things that I do is I give my perspective from a biblical worldview on what is going on today. We see so much corruption, so much wickedness, and I believe that the solution is Scripture. I believe that the solution is the gospel, because Romans 1:16 says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation for the Jew first, and also for the Gentile." That it's not just for those who are God's people. It's not just for Israel, but it's for everybody who believes. And the gospel is what changes and saves lives and leads people to Jesus. And Jesus is the way that we get to God. I believe that with my whole heart, that Jesus is the way that we can change the United States of America and change this world. I'm not going to talk much about politics today, though I've been talking about politics for a while now, and I'm going to take a step away from that for this show, at least. I'm going to mention things that are in the world and what's going on in the world today, but it's going to be strictly biblical with some things sprinkled in here and there. So if you have your Bible, and I hope you do, if you know, get a Bible if you don't have one right now. Ephesians chapter 5 has been really weighing on my heart recently. I've been, you know, in Scripture a lot, meeting with one of the basketball coaches at my college, and we were sitting down at and getting coffee yesterday, and we were talking about Ephesians chapter 5 and, you know, how we should walk in love as Christians. So I'm going to read this. "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma." Man, that is so beautiful. How many of us do we actually live and walk in the love of God and be imitators of God? That we are one way at church, we're one way at work, we're one way at college or whatever, but when we're at home, we're something completely different. That's not being an imitator of God. That's making yourself to be something that you are not. That is not integrity. That is a lie. If we are imitators of God, we will follow after God. If we are at home, if we are at work, if we are at church, if we are at college, if we are anywhere in this world, we will follow after God and be imitators of God. The way that we are imitators, the number one way that we imitate God is by our love. So verse 2, it says, "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma." Many of us, we hear all the time, you know, how, you know, God is about God and God is for God, which that's true. God is about himself, and it's not in a prideful way. It's in the fact that he deserves all the glory. But many of us, we hear that all the time, but we never hear about the fact that he is for us. God is for us. God loves us. Then in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world," but he did not just love the world. He loves you. He loves you as a person, that he sent Jesus to die for you. Man, that's beautiful. That is powerful. And many of us, we don't hear that. We hear, you know, religion spewed down our throats all the time, when the reality of it is that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. And the number one way that we imitate Jesus is by the way that we love, because he has also loved us. We don't love him because of what we can do, but we love him because he first loved us. And that is so, so beautiful, so powerful. And I'm going to go on to verse 3. "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolishness, talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks." Right now, you know, and then I guess I'll go on to verse 5. "For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God." Verses 3 through 5 are so powerful. How many of us do we live that life, that we have uncleanness named among us, that we have covetousness named among us, that we have filthiness named among us, that we have foolishness, foolish talking and coarse jesting named among us? This is not fitting for saints. It's not fitting for those who believe or claim to believe. You know, one of the things that I deal with all the time and struggle with is coarse jesting, and I have to constantly walk in love and walk in and imitate God so that I will not participate in coarse jesting, that I will not participate in bad jokes, inappropriate joking. That's something that I deal with personally, but Jesus has been able to draw me nearer to him so that I can imitate him. And that is so powerful and so beautiful. And we need that for every single person in today's generation who claims to be a Christian. Let it not even be named among you that when you are in public, that you follow after Christ with integrity and you are imitators of God and that you walk in love. And the best way you can love your neighbor is by acting like Christ. The best way that you can act love your neighbor is by acting like the one who loves you. Man, that's powerful. That is powerful. Verse 6, "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience." There is so much empty words that is being spewed around all over the United States today and all over the world, even empty words. Empty words of theology, empty words of you know, people saying this thing or that thing, that and it's deceiving people. One of the ways that empty words has infiltrated into the church is by the progressive Christian movement, which isn't Christian at all. It's a bunch of liberal garbage nonsense. That these people don't believe in the deity of Christ. They don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus. They don't believe in the virgin birth. They don't believe in the Trinity. They believe that Jesus is the only thing that Jesus is to, you know, come and love and, you know, if you're a sinner, you know, it's totally fine because Jesus loves you. And that's the reality is that it's an empty word that is being spewed across the world today, and people are buying it and people are being deceived by it. But the Apostle Paul warns us, do not be deceived with empty words. Do not be deceived. Verse 7. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Do not be partakers with those who deceive you with empty words. Rather, avoid them, run away from them, expose them, be away completely. Verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. That's so the book of Ephesians is so beautiful, and quite frankly, the Bible is so beautiful in every way, shape, fashion, and form, that we were once darkness. We were once lost, trapped in darkness, that we were once dead in our sins, but we are alive in Christ, that we were once walking in the darkness, but now we're walking in the light, and we can live in the light and walk in the light as children of light, children of Jesus Christ, children of God. He is our Father, and that is so, so good. Verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So many people focus on goodness and righteousness, but many people forget about the truth. And the truth of the fact is that Jesus is alive today. The reality is that Jesus has won. He has won the victory. He has won the victory for you and me on the cross at Calvary. And he did not stay dead, but he rose again 3 days later. He has defeated sin. He has defeated death. He has defeated shame. So walk in that. Walk in the truth. Walk in the goodness. Walk in the light. Walk in the righteousness of God. Verse 10, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. What is acceptable to the Lord? The things that are good, the things that are noble, the things that are honorable and pure, as Philippians chapter 4 would say. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. What we see in today's generation, in the 21st century, all over the world today, is unfruitful works of darkness. That abortion is happening, that people are murdering innocent people, innocent babies who have done nothing wrong. That is an unfruitful work of darkness. That people are grooming children to be transgender or be lesbian or gay or this, that, and the other, and that you can be whatever you want to be, you can do whatever you want to do. That is an unfruitful work of darkness. It's not of the light. And because there is so much darkness in the world, we are supposed to take the light of Christ that we have inside of us because we have the Holy Spirit and expose those things to the light. And that will change everything about everything, about everything. Verse 12, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, but all things that are exposed remain manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. That we were once dead, we were once dark, but now we are alive, and we are children of light. We have light inside of us. So let us go into the world and not be part of the world, but rather expose the world to the light of Jesus Christ. But the problem that we have today is Christians who will take our light and we will shine our light into more light rather than shining it into the darkness. What does it do good? What good does it do to shine our light into more light without exposing darkness? We need to go and expose darkness with the light that Jesus has given us. Verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We live in days that are evil. We live in wicked, adulterous generation that does not follow God, that does not follow Jesus, that does not want any part of Christianity, but we are to walk as light. We are to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, as wisdom would have us walk. If you want to look at what wisdom looks like, go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is full of wisdom, full of wise counsel, full of wise teaching, and every single one of us need that, and every single one of us needs to live in that and walk in that and walk by that and walk for that and walk with it. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Find it in the book of Proverbs. We're going through that in dorm devotionals at my college. And it's like wisdom personified. It's beautiful and powerful. and it'll show you something about yourself. It'll show you something about God, and it'll change your life if you read it and you apply those things to your life and to your heart and to your mind. 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. I'm going to go on and finish here at verse 21, because then it goes on into marriage, and I am not married, and I don't want to talk about that right now. However, I will say this: marriage is one man, one woman in unity under Jesus. I'll say that. That's very true, very powerful. That is the truth. You cannot deny it. That is what Jesus says. That is what God says. That is what the Bible says. Verse 17. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord? What is the will of the Lord in our life? The will of God is that we would walk for Him, walk with Him, and please Him in the things that we do. That we, the purpose of life is to know God and to make God known. The way that we make God known is by walking with wisdom. And walking not as fools, but as wise, because the days are evil. Verse 18, and do not be drunk with wine, in which it is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. How often do we see alcohol commercials promoted all over the place, all over the world? Alcohol this, alcohol that, go drink, go do this, go do that. We are not to be drunk, but we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why do you think it's called spirits? Because another spirit is taking control of your body and of your flesh. And I believe that believers cannot be indwelt by a demon, because the Holy Spirit is at work in us. However, there are demons and evil spirits that can take control of our flesh, that can manifest on our flesh. It's wicked and evil and sad. Don't be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a continual filling of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit once, but He continues to fill us with Himself. That's powerful. And we need that all over the place. So many of us, we quench the Spirit because we don't talk about the Spirit. It's, Francis Chan wrote a book called The Forgotten God. I haven't read it, but I can obviously tell on the cover title, you know, that the Holy Spirit is the forgotten third of the Godhead. That the Holy Spirit is our helper in a time of need, as John, I think it's 14:7 might says. Don't quote me on that. John 14:7. It might be that.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value, that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border, who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our communities safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available. The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Stonewall's Perspective. I'm your host, Alexander Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. And yes, I did say every, including the things that people do not like to discuss, such as politics. We are here at the Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this has been a truly amazing event. I've been able to meet so many people from all walks of life, people who are old, young, and everywhere in between, people who love our country and love God and want the country to be reawakened to the American spirit and be reawakened to God. One of the people that I've been able to meet throughout my time being at the Reawaken America Tour is a man who is a fighter. He's a pastor, a bishop, and he ran for Congress, and he's been part of the Reawaken America Tour since it began, and he's become a friend of mine and a mentor to me, and just, you know, has poured so much into my life. Please welcome my good friend, Bishop Leon Benjamin. How are you doing today?
Doing fine, Alexander.
Good. It's great to see you. It's great to have you on anytime you're on my show. You're a blessing to me. You're a blessing to this movement. You're a blessing to this country, because you're a pastor who is standing up and speaking out. We have so many pastors who are not doing that.
Yeah.
We have pastors who are, you know, preaching kind of iffy theology. They're giving you what you want to hear, you know, how to live your best life now, and they don't talk about the fact that we are in America where we are going to lose our country if we do not repent. Why are pastors not standing up?
It's because they miss the crossroads between faith and politics. They don't run parallel. They intersect.
Right.
And so the law of God comes to get us into a place of stability. But the Christ, the actual appearance of God, brings us into salvation. So the law, okay, is supposed to get us stable to receive eternal life.
That's right.
So if we have people who don't know how to write proper laws, they also end up navigating us away from receiving God himself. I mean, it's one thing for Moses to come down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments.
Right.
But it's another thing for God to show up and say, did you obey them?
That's exactly right.
And so we got politicians who don't understand. You're not just a politician. You are a law assigner.
Yes.
Preparing the people for the way of the Lord.
That's exactly right.
And so they try to separate it. You know, church and state, separation of church and state. All that stuff is a farce. Because at the end of the day, their power comes from God.
That's exactly right.
All powers that be are ordained of God. So my role in this whole thing is to wake up pastors, wake up churches, wake up people all together to say, wait a minute, you can't be on this road of politics and never cross it with your faith.
That's powerful.
It's impossible.
Right.
Somewhere along the lines, you're going to have to say, I know what I'm doing. And if you say you know what you're doing, how come according to the law, it's not lining up?
Right.
You're telling me you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at the law, which is the word of God,
right,
it totally contradicts what they say they know what they're doing.
That's exactly right. You know, as far as politicians go, you know, you mentioned church and state and the separation thereof. You know, that's not in the Constitution. That's not a real thing, separation of church and state. As all conservatives know, is when Thomas Jefferson was writing to the Danbury Baptist Association in the 1700s, he was saying that the state cannot interfere with the church. It is not the other way around. The church can go and get involved. If the church couldn't get involved, we wouldn't have America today.
That's right.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, you're doing great, and I'm just going to let you keep preaching.
No, man. Look, our history leaves traces of men and women who said, wait a minute, we can't have a person who is over us that is telling us to believe in something that is not according to God's word.
Right.
How in the world am I going to elect someone who doesn't even know how to properly administrate the law?
Right.
So therefore we get crime, we get prostitution, we get murder, we get pedophilia, we get what is going on right now in the Biden crime family, we get extortion. We get all kinds of things that happen right now because we have people who do not know how to properly administrate the law,
right,
but yet they come and campaign every cycle to say, vote for me, because, oh yeah, I know you're...
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us, and this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Bridie on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your medals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMedals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMedals.com today.
Take a stand against bias talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighty on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightyOnStore.com.
Brighty on Radio and BrightyOnRadio.com.
A hit piece on me, and so they read a hit piece on me because I did a show about Hitler when he was trying to nationalize Germany. What happened was the Nuremberg trials happened. They took the scientists. Hitler escaped to Argentina, which has all been documented, right? The History Channel even did a thing on it.
Right.
And they did Operation Mockingbird, where they took the scientists from Germany, they brought them to America. So, Alex, when they say, why is this COVID thing happening? Why are they doing COVID vaccines? Why are they doing childhood vaccines? Because this is from Operation Paperclip. They brought the Nazi Germany scientists to America to install medical tyranny through bioweapons through Ukraine, right? Because Zelensky is essentially Nazi,
right?
They brought vaccines. They brought new technologies, 5G, 6G, 10G technologies already being installed in homes through Wi-Fi. This is all happening because ultimately, perpetually, if we don't stop this, this is all connected to the CBDC system, the Federal Reserve 2.0, all the vaccines, all the medical warfare. This is how you install absolute tyranny, you destroy America, you get God out, and now you own not only families, you own children. And once you own the children, Alex, you have total control of everything. This is what they're going for. And honestly, they're taking me off stage because we're willing to tell the truth and they're terrified of the truth.
Alex. You're right. That's exactly, you know, the truth sets us free. You know, the light of the gospel changes things and it exposes the darkness. And this tour is exposing the darkness right now. We live in a dark and evil day and age in which the light is shining, and it's shining right here, right now, more than it ever has in the last 2,000 years since Jesus was on this earth. And you're one of the people that's doing that and exposing the darkness with the light and with the truth. Dr. Dean, where can people find you?
Head over to BradyT.com. So I have decided, Alex, we are not going to be quiet about this. We're not going to back off and allow liberal garbage to be spread all over the place. So we are going to turn the volume up, go to BradyT.com, check out the media. We're here all weekend doing media because it is time to step up. We can't be silenced because I'll be honest with you. If we're silenced, not only do they win, we never come back from that.
That's exactly right.
It is this moment, this time, bring God back in, bring spirituality back in. We have to win this war because if not, there is no more civilization.
That's exactly right. You know, in 2016, we heard a lot about, you know, silent majority this, silent majority that. And it's not as, you know, prevalent as it was then, but I still hear it quite a bit. And, you know, we need to stop being silent and we need to stand up and stand for the truth. And get very, very loud about it, or we will lose our country. Dr. Dean, thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate it, Alex.
Certainly. Thank you all for listening. We're here at the Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I have met the President of the United States, one of the most amazing men. His name is Jason Scoop, a.k.a. Donald Trump, the greatest impersonator of Donald Trump ever. I said ever. Jason, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, I didn't know if I was going to be in character or as me. So, as me, I'm doing good. Met this guy last night. Talented, tough, strong. Wow, I'm going back and forth. I've never gone back and forth before.
Really? Wow, this is like history breaking.
It's the effect that this young man has, right?
Exactly
straight
right.
out of Central Casting. Unbelievable.
Thank you so much for being here with me. How you know, as Donald Trump, how are you doing?
I'm terrific. Let's go back to Jason.
There we go. Okay, wonderful. So I want to talk to you about this. You know, comedians used to be funny.
Yes.
Used to be great. Used
yes.
to, you know, not care about anything in the world.
Correct.
And now we live in this woke country.
Yeah.
In which there's a bunch of garbage everywhere. And comedians have decided to not be funny anymore. But you are funny. Why
Thank
are you.
You
funny?
I'm funny because I always just stay true to myself, and I'm sort of my own boss. I don't work for any major network or anything. I've done a few TV shows and been in a writer's room and played the game with people, but I what I love about what I do on the internet is I have the freedom to sort of just do what I think is funny, and I think the public has been responding in a very positive way.
You know, I've been paying attention to you for quite a while now. I met you in Miami just briefly.
Yeah.
I thought you were hilarious. I still do, because you are. I was kind of Instagram stalking your whole thing, you know, and people love you. People love you because you're funny, you're real, and, you know, people are tired of this fake garbage all over the place. They're tired of living in a false reality, and you bring reality back to, you know, this matrix garbage that we're living in.
I'm so glad you said that, because that's what comedy is supposed to be. You're sort of just putting a mirror on the craziness. But I don't do it in a preachy way.
Right.
I do it in a way where, like, I just sort of, like, people who love Trump, they're like, he loves Trump. But some people think I'm making fun of Trump, but they just don't get it. They're like, yeah, he's sticking it there. So I sort of get both sides, but I can tell you this. I've had hundreds of comments, if not thousands, of like, man, this guy made me like Trump. Like, I didn't like Trump. I voted for Biden. Now I'm voting for Trump because of this guy.
Wow.
And I was shooting my music video, Trump mugshot rap, in Times Square last week. And these two kids came up to me, and they physically told me, outside of the comment section, in real life, I was a Democrat, but because of your comedy, I literally support Trump now and am a Republican.
That was incredible. That's amazing.
You have a lot of talking heads out there who think they're not converting anybody, but through comedy and what I do, I'm actually making people, like, I'm bringing voters to Trump, which is awesome.
That is amazing. I see it all over the place where, you know, people, they'll go out on the street and ask people questions, and they'll be able to red pill people, but you're red pilling people in a way that is just truly amazing, truly phenomenal, and it's hilarious and brings smiles to people's faces. I think everyone in the crowd when you were speaking earlier was laughing so hard because it was just so freaking funny. So, Jason, where can people find you?
You can find me at Jason Scoop on Instagram, at Jason Scoop Comedy on both YouTube and TikTok, and Jason Scoop on Twitter. And really, just type in Jason Scoop to Google, and everything about me will come up.
That's exactly right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Jason, for being on
this
show. Thank you all. If you guys go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Stonewall, you can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. They have amazing pillows, sheets, slippers, etc., etc. He should use that promo code. You should use that promo code.
Yes.
Everyone should use that promo code.
Everybody.
God bless you all. God bless you all, and goodbye.
God bless.
Well, hey, everyone. This is Alex Stone from Stonewall's Perspective. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. And yes, I did say every, including the things that people do not like to discuss, such as politics. We are here at the Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's been an amazing event so far, despite the heat. It's been truly phenomenal. People, you know, going and getting prayer, and it's been amazing. We're here with Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing conservative platform in the United States of America today. I'm with my good friend, Jeff Gornick. Jeff is the host of multiple podcasts. He's started multiple businesses, multiple platforms. Jeff, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Keeping busy. And I'm going on like no sleep because, you know, like you said, I've got all the shows, got the networks, I got a 15-month-old baby. So I don't know where I sleep.
Right. Well, I'm glad that you do what you do. You know, if it weren't for you and me meeting you, I probably wouldn't be at this tour today. You were the one who introduced me to Clay Clark. You know, I want to talk about you and what you do.
Yeah.
Right. And so you are starting a social media platform called Pickaxe. It's in the early stages right now of development. Tell us about Pickaxe and what that's going to look like. You know, I mean, we have multiple social media platforms like Truth Social, Clout Hub, et cetera. You know, what's going to make yours different?
Yeah, so the way that Pickaxe really came to be really was for me running a podcast network, hosting shows. It's become more difficult as time goes on in order to really promote and amplify our voice and get our shows out there and all of that. And so I realized, I'm like, well, if these social media platforms change X, Y, and Z, and they shifted focus, I'm like, this would be much better for the content creator, right? So I started actually talking to a lot of the CEOs about the social media platforms, and I kind of pitched my ideas. I'm like, look, if you just change this, you change this in the algorithms, you do this, this would be such a better platform. And they're like, no, we're kind of going our route, we're doing our thing. So I was finally like, okay, cool, I'll do it myself. So I got an investor, we laid it out, and I'm founding Pickaxe on four major principles of what we're doing. So it's going to be 100% constitutionally protected free speech. So if it's protected by the Constitution, you're allowed to say it. I don't care if it offends people. I don't care if people get upset. We're not going to do any kind of shadow banning, demonetization, anything along those lines. We're not going to be beholden to big tech in any way. We're getting our own servers. We're not going to be in the App Store. We're doing things. I don't have to play by the rules. I can play by my own rules. Number three, we're going to have algorithms that amplify your voice as opposed to work against you, which is a very unfortunate way of even X and Facebook and even Getter and CloudHub and a lot of these other platforms to a certain degree. The algorithms just are not amplifying your voice. It makes it very difficult to grow. So we're going to amplify people's voices. And then we're going to have monetization opportunities for content creators, which is another form of censorship that, like, even like Elon Musk with X, I'm not allowed to monetize my content on that platform.
Right.
So I figured, okay, so let's make this to where anybody can monetize their content. Let's make it to where there's more money going around for content creators so they've got more time to actually investigate, figure out what's going on with Hunter Biden, figure out what's going on with election fraud or the COVID jabs or whatever it is. But they need to be funded to have the time and energy to focus on those things. So that's really why we're building that Pickaxe.
Right. So, you know, you're talking about the algorithms and how they're going to work for people.
Yep.
You know, is there any, you know, potential or anything with that that will, you know, if someone's feed is so, you know, full of someone or multiple people, what's that going to look like to help with the algorithms?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So we're going to be working through several different ways of doing things. But one of the ways that we're going to be doing things is we're going to be having a verification process where everybody that comes on the platform has the opportunity to be verified. We're not going to charge you that. You shouldn't have to pay in order to say I am who I say I am, right?
Right.
But and so you're actually going to know who you're talking to. So we're going to amplify the voices that are accurately representing themselves. If you're an anonymous account or a troll or hiding behind a fake name or whatever it is, you're going to be that's the only downplaying that our algorithms will do, right? So then what we'll do is obviously we work together in figuring out what content people want to see, what are their interests, things along those lines. And so, you know, as long as your audience wants to see your content, they're going to see your content, and we're going to make sure of that. If you're following, like I was talking with a pastor who has a church called Patriot Church out in Tennessee.
Pastor Ken,
good friend of mine. And I was like, if your church audience is following you on social media, they should be able to see every single one of your posts. But right now on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they only allow 3% of your audience to actually see any one particular post.
Wow.
So they're putting an artificial ceiling on how many people can actually see your content. We're just going to eliminate that ceiling altogether and make it to where everybody that's following you and has said that they're following you will be able to see your content.
Okay, what's it going to look like if someone is following like 10,000 people?
Obviously, it will begin to become diluted.
Right.
But I think that what will end up happening is that if they're following that many people, they're going to realize I can only see so many people's posts, okay, right? And so that will actually encourage people to be able to follow the people that they want to hear from, or they want to read from, as opposed to doing the stupid follow, unfollow, and everything because they're trying to build an account. We're actually going to be doing other ways of helping people to build their audiences without doing these kind of cheats and things like that. So that'll kind of downplay that a little.
Awesome. I love it. Well, Jeff, where can people find you, and when is Pickaxe being released?
Yeah, sure. So if you guys want updates, you guys can go to my Substack, jeffdornick.substack.com. You guys can go to pickaxe.com, which is going to be where our platform is going to be hosted. You guys can sign up today, and then if you guys sign up today, you guys will be the first people on the platform when we launch beta. And then we're going to be launching beta come quarter one of 2024. Tentative date is going to be beginning of January. So.
Wonderful. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. If you guys go to mypillow.com and use promo code Stonewall, you can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. God bless you all and goodbye.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Hey everybody, join me, Ann Vandersteel, right now on Brighteon TV for Uncensored Truth, hard-hitting headline news. You're not going to want to miss it every weeknight on Brighteon TV, 8 p.m. Eastern.
We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating, they're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hey everyone, it's Maria Z. I'm here at the Brighteon Studios and I want to say I am so excited to become part of this network. You'll be seeing my show very, very soon. Free speech is so important in these days and becoming uncensorable, and this is the platform for it. I'll be seeing you soon.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup, communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels and also the big 400-watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently. But it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol, or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Perhaps a federal judge in Maryland needs a remedial course on our form of government. We have legislative branches which make laws, executive branches that execute laws, and judicial branches that ensure laws are interpreted correctly. Well, somehow, U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman, nominated by none other than the esteemed Joseph Biden, created a law out of thin air, thus practicing what is known as legislating from the bench. Boardman said parents of multiple religions cannot opt their children out of lessons promoting pronoun usage, drag queens, pride parades, and even leather underwear. And in the same breath, our dearest Judge Boardman had the gall to say the parents do not face any coercion to violate their sacred duty to raise their child in their faith. Looks like Boardman also needs a class on logic, and she's not supposed to legislate from the bench. My advice to parents, do what you can to pull your kids out of the indoctrination camp and find a way to get them a genuine education.
Hey everyone, it's Maria Z. I'm here at the Brighteon Studios and I want to say I am so excited to become part of this network. You'll be seeing my show very, very soon. Free speech is so important in these days and becoming uncensorable, and this is the platform for it. I'll be seeing you soon. Hey everyone, it's Maria Z. I'm here at the Brighteon Studios, and I want to say I am so excited to become part of this network. You'll be seeing my show very, very soon. Free speech is so important in these days and becoming uncensorable, and this is the platform for it. I'll be seeing you soon.